Up to the House. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The government one step closer to getting back to work. Fox's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The House voting right now on a Senate-approved spending bill that would end a three-day-old government shutdown.
I believe that there is a consensus to solve the DACA problem, and we'll have an opportunity to do so, which we did not have prior to this morning.
Maine Independent Angus King and most Senate Democrats dropped objections to this three-week spending bill after securing a commitment from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell for an immigration debate in the upcoming weeks and a vote on legislation that would include deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children. Lisa.
Jared, Vice President Mike Pence in Jerusalem addressing what led to the weekend shutdown.
Now that the government is reopening, Congress can get back to work advancing the president's agenda, an agenda that's already created more than 2 million jobs, is setting records on the American stock market, has restored American strength and credibility in the world.
Pence also addressed the Israeli parliament this afternoon and talked about President Trump's plan to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. The motive still unclear in a shooting this morning at a high school in Itley, Texas, about 40 miles south of Dallas.
Police aren't giving an update on the condition of the 15-year-old girl that was wounded, but Ellis County Sheriff Chuck Edge says the girl was shot by her 16-year-old male attacker several times.
From a semi-automatic 380 handgun, that handgun was recovered at the scene and is in evidence.
The boy ran from the school cafeteria where the shots were fired and was later caught still on school grounds.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, a fellow student, tells the Associated Press the suspect had been violent in the past. Wall Street at the close, the Dow climbed 142. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 JD Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000 plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
In Kansas and South Dakota closed, and flights in Denver and Minneapolis snarl as a major winter storm pushes through the Midwest.
A strong low pressure system will bring heavy snow, ice, and strong winds to the plains, upper Midwest, and western Great Lakes through tonight. Winter weather advisories have been issued across these regions. This system will move into northern New England on Tuesday, bringing wintry precipitation into Tuesday night.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, a 15-year-old girl, says Michigan State University is still billing her for medical appointments, during which she says disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar sexually assaulted her. Emma Ann Miller made the allegation in her statement to a Michigan judge this afternoon. A major highway in Southern California closed for 2 weeks because of mudslides has finally reopened as officials plan to let evacuated residents back to their neighborhoods.
Highway 101's closure was a significant problem for the area as it's pretty much the main artery through the county. Many who work in Santa Barbara, including hospital employees, live in Ventura. Some had to take an ocean ferry to work while the highway was closed. Over the next week, officials say they'll deal with debris removal, sanitation, and utilities to start letting evacuees return.
Priority is going to be given to those persons whose homes were severely damaged or destroyed and yet still accessible.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says two people remain missing. They recovered the body of another victim over the weekend, bringing the total number of those killed in the mudslides to 21. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
So far, so good in Leonia, New Jersey. The town's put up traffic restrictions in response to navigation apps for sending drivers on shortcuts to the George Washington Bridge. Today was the first day that drivers passing through would have to avoid side streets or face a potential $200 fine. And just less than a minute now to go in the House as they continue to vote to avert a government shutdown. Lisa LaSera, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. The government shutdown continues as members of Congress have yet to come to a meeting of the minds despite weekend sessions aimed at overcoming the impasse that brought many government functions to a halt on Friday. Republicans and Democrats alike appeared no closer Saturday to settling their differences over immigration policy and striking an agreement to fund the government. The effects of an ongoing government shutdown will become more pronounced today. Among essential services to continue uninterrupted are mail delivery, Social Security checks, Medicare, Medicaid, air traffic control, FBI, Customs and Border Protection, and veterans' hospitals. Among non-essential services are those provided at national parks. The parks will remain open, but services that involve rangers, park personnel, trash pickup, and the like will be curtailed. Operation hours for visitor centers may be limited or closed. Weather for the area, sunny and 45 degrees today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Just when you thought they'd run out of things to legislate, California regulates cow flatulence. Every country has that one state. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You guys are probably pretty tired, right? Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment, the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Here back with you, and so glad to be in Chicago and of Utah and Tampa, Miami, Denver, all across the board. Happy to have you listening in other countries, too. I was looking at some of the stats, and oh my gosh, so many different countries listen to us. Japan and the UK always pop up there in the big numbers. It's kind of funny. Canada, so welcome to all of you. In fact, a big welcome to Bill Holter, who's joining us from JSMindset.com, partners with Jim Sinclair, and our economy expert. We're so glad to have you, Bill.
Thanks for having me back, Kate.
Absolutely. I got Uncle Milty on, and I want to, let's talk about this four-page memo, shall we? This four-page memo that could be coming down takes, 19 congressional days? I didn't even know that was a thing, but it's a thing. 19 congressional days, then Nunes has to say yes to getting this out there. He's the head of the House Intelligence. And then the president has to sign off on it and he can do it. I was kind of hoping that the president would actually disclose the memo as his State of the Union address, but I don't think we're going to be able to do that. So tell us where this thing lies and how it can affect the economy.
Well, it's what's in the memo. And the four pages, I think, is a synopsis of over 150 pages. Basically, it breaks down the Fusion GPS story, the dossier, who and how it was funded, how it was used in the FISA court in order to be able to spy on Trump, the candidate, and then Trump, the president-elect. And basically, it's going to call into question the honesty and integrity of both the FBI and the DOJ. Mm. And as we talked before Christmas the last time I was on, it's all about confidence. And you're talking about something that is Watergate times 10.
Right.
That will shake confidence. And speaking of confidence, I mean, here we are, I guess the government shutdown is done, but the U.S. cannot run one single day without the credit markets, because every single day they're running at a deficit. There is no, when a person loses their job,
mm-hmm.
they apply for unemployment, and it takes 2 weeks or 4 weeks or however long.
Right.
They've got to dip into savings to live.
Okay.
And the U.S. has no savings.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S. Treasury has a $20 trillion on-books deficit, and if you look at the unfunded liabilities, the future liabilities, it's $200 trillion, which can never be paid back. But I just find it humorous that, you're talking about the Federal Reserve that prints money out of thin air, yet the government ran out of money that they can print for free.
Yes. Yes, it's all rather illogical. Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Well, I just wanted to tie that in, that the U.S. government must be able to borrow money in order to stay open. And in order to borrow money, they have to retain confidence of the rest of the world, because that's where money is lent from, or it had been in the past.
Right. Absolutely. So we could see a dip. We could see some issues coming from maybe trying to get the truth in this memo.
Well, yeah. I mean, last year, my theme for the whole year was 2017 was the year of the truth bomb. And this yeah. year, I believe 2018 is finally going to be the year where truth actually matters. Truth will affect markets. Truth will affect our everyday life.
Right, right.
I mean, if markets are affected, and specifically, as I was just talking about, the credit markets, the debt markets, everything runs on credit. And if confidence is broken, credit is not going to flow freely, because in order for you to lend money to somebody, you have to have the confidence that they're going to pay you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you think they're, you know, a lying scoundrel, you're not going to lend them the money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know what? I think, too, the American people need to be reminded that truth matters, and we might face some difficulties, possibly with the economy, because of some of the dips this could take, but you're going to have to be uncomfortable out there. I would rather have the truth than have absolutely just, you know, skate city all the time. I just want to make sure the truth gets out. And if that can represent the truth, I don't know what's in the memo, but if it does, then we might have to take a few lumps to get it.
Well, I think what we're going to find out from this memo is that the rule of law did not matter at that time, prior to the election.
Right.
And the question is, does the rule of law, is it coming back, or do we not have a rule of law? Because none of this would have come out if Hillary had won.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
It would all be under the rug. Hillary was supposed to win. And the FBI and Department of Justice were completely wrapped up. And now that she didn't win, all kind of uglies are coming out from under the rug.
So true. So true. I wonder what's in it. I mean, I know it's going to discuss the fact that Trump was surveilled, but, I mean, the people talking about it are making it sound pretty huge. Do you think it's that big? Yes?
Well, I think it goes all the way to the top. I mean, there's zero question in my mind. It went all the way to Obama, because it could not have been done without his knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Hillary emails, the Clinton Foundation, I mean, all of this stuff, they had gotten a pass from the FBI. I mean, the Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting, and then 5 days later, Comey comes out and says, well, she did some wrong stuff, but it really wasn't illegal, so we're not going to press charges. It turns out that there had not even been a real investigation done.
Right.
And actually, if you want to wrap up or a synopsis of this, spend 30 minutes. There's a video of Joe DiGenova. He's a former federal prosecutor. And he talks about this, and it's a wonderful synopsis. If you're truly an American and believe in the rule of law, your blood will be boiling at the end of 30 minutes.
You got it.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about Bitcoin, too. That has trailed downward quite a bit, yes?
Yes, and it's interesting that, and I didn't realize this, that it was exactly to the day, but Bitcoin actually made its high the day that CME offered futures and options on Bitcoin.
And so what does that mean to somebody that doesn't understand this world?
Well, what I'm getting at is, if you go back and, I mean, time after time, we've seen in the gold and silver market, for example, 5% or 10% of global production sold in 5 minutes on the paper exchanges, which we know can't exist.
Okay.
gold and silver have been kept in a box, price-wise, via futures and options, basically diluting the supply and selling naked, unbacked futures. In other words, they're selling paper gold. It's not real gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that Bitcoin topped on the day that CME began futures on Bitcoin.
Hmm.
So it's like the exchange, the bankers trying to control the price of Bitcoin.
Ah.
Now, I'm not a big fan of Bitcoin. I personally believe that it's digital air. I think it's a precursor,
mm-hmm.
a dry run, if you will, to see how the public reacts to it. And I have no doubt that cryptocurrencies are the way of the future,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to be issued by central banks. They won't be, if you want to call them private, you know, non-government issued cryptos.
Two
guys in their basement, yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean,
right.
That's where we are now, because there's several thousand cryptocurrencies out there.
Yep.
Hmm.
But it wouldn't surprise me if we got down to, I don't know, eight or a dozen, or maybe one or two worldwide cryptocurrencies. Governments have got to love cryptocurrencies because they can see every single transaction down to the lemonade stand.
It's getting interesting. Yeah, it's getting interesting. I also wanted to ask you about China, and our credit rating went down to a BBB+, right? And what is going on with the yuan in China?
Well, it's interesting, the timing. They did that last week. They were slated to begin trading oil for yuan
mm-hmm.
on the 18th, and that
right.
did not start. As I understand, it's going to begin now sometime in early March.
Hmm.
And that's really...
Why?
That's a very important... I don't know. You'd have to be an insider in China to know why.
Right.
Because they've spent at least 5 years getting ready to not use the dollar anymore. I mean, they've funded
mm-hmm.
Credit facilities, clearing facilities, you name it. They can actually transact all of their business now without the use of dollars. And for them to step up and trade oil for yuan, if you think about in the past, think of the two that talked about trading oil for something other than dollars, Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi from Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And they both ended up dead. But the U.S. can't do the same thing to China. China is not a
right.
you know, country that we could just roll into.
Right.
So this is a very big, big threat to the petrodollar, and it's a very huge threat to the U.S. financial system, to the global financial system, because it has been based on a freely printed dollar to the benefit of the U.S.
Hmm. Wow. So what does it look like economically these next, say, 3 or 4 months, 5 months, do you think?
You can see a little bit of bump in economic activity.
Mm-hmm.
What worries me is President Trump fired a trade war shot today, where he's put a 30% tariff on foreign-made solar equipment,
mm-hmm.
and of all things, Maytag stuff.
Hmm.
But it's directed at China.
Okay.
And a trade war with China, they're our biggest creditor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't go to your banker and
mm-hmm.
slap him.
True. Wow.
That could pose a problem, and
okay.
you don't know what the reaction of China would be. I mean,
mm-hmm.
One thing that's concerning is that interest rates have started to rise. We've broken a 35-year downtrend.
Okay.
It started back in 1982.
Okay.
When rates were 14-15%.
Wow.
The 10-year Treasury now has gone from about 1.65, and it's cleared over 2.65.
Thank you, Bill.
Now,
Bill, we're out of time. I am so sorry. Okay. Bill Holter, thank you.
If you're just getting started, dreaming about buying a home, starting a family, or wondering where and how you want to retire, we're here to help you establish a strong financial foundation and help make those dreams a reality. Straightforward and objective investment advice can save you time while making the most out of your money. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, we're here to help you create a financial plan. Pay yourself first, live within your means, assure your family stability, and never stop learning. Their CFS Wealth Advisors can help you navigate through this decision-making process and help you uncover which options are best for you, your family, and your situation. Call Deseret First Wealth Management, available through CFS at 801-456-7560. Visit a branch or visit us online at DeseretWealth.com to start today.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai kicks off the new year with a bang. Get 0% APR for 72 months on a 2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Get a big bang with great fuel economy
and the dynamic design of 2018 Tucson
for as little as $239 a month.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty,
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Get more bang for your buck
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
Finley Hyundai, stgeorge.com.
Unapproved credit through HMF, 36 month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $299.99 due at signing. Plus taxes and fees and dealer added options. See dealer for details.
Hi, Dr. Q here from Star Nursery, and I'm reminding you to tune in to my Desert Gardening News every Thursday morning. You will learn how to become a more successful gardener and hear all the latest tips and news on how to enhance your outdoor living area. I'm Dr. Q. Tune in right here on KZNU Fox News at 1450 AM and 93.1 FM every Thursday morning. For more information, visit us at starnursery.com.
Hey, Carl Amar here for Nielsen RV. Matt's with me. What's going on this brand new year, Matt?
We stocked up heavy on everything from tent trailers, toy haulers, and motorhomes, and proud to announce our new product line, Grand Design, is here. If you haven't seen these trailers, you are missing out. We're hitting it harder than ever before with huge savings, and always our warranty forever included at no cost to you. Let us get you on your next adventure.
Nielsen RV on Sunland Drive, exit 6 in St. George, under the gigantic American flag, and on State Street in Hurricane. Don't forget NielsenRV.com.
2018 is here, and if you're like most people, January is the perfect time to make a New Year's resolution. Hi, this is Justin from The Mattress Store. Start 2018 with the goal to sleep better. At The Mattress Store, we believe in blissful, life-changing, and restful night's sleep. Save hundreds and take advantage of our 2017 closeouts, and you'll see why nobody beats The Mattress Store in Cedar by Lynn's, Washington next to Best Buy, in St. George on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, and now in Bloomington next to Walmart. Nobody beats The Mattress Store. Nobody.
Is ADHD, anxiety, and depression a mental condition, or is it all in your head? The answer may surprise you. Join the two funniest guys in the brain business, Greg Warden and Larry Bradley, every Thursday at 5 p.m. for It's All in Your Head with Larry and Greg. Brought to you by Neurofeedback Centers of Utah. Sometimes hilarious, but always informative. Listen as they shatter everything you thought you knew about many brain-based disorders. Come for the entertainment, stay for the information. That's All in Your Head with Larry and Greg every Thursday at 5 p.m. on 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. St. George News Radio, KZNU.
The holidays may be over, but Finley Kia keeps on giving.
Right now, get 0% financing for an entire 75 months.
Plus, 90 days deferred payment option
on a 2018 Kia Forte,
Sportage,
Sorento, and Optima.
Start your new year outright
with 0% financing and 90 days deferred payments
on a brand new Kia
from Finley Kia
on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
FinleyKiaSt.George.com.
On approved credit through KMF, excludes Optima Hybrid and PHER model. Frontier 1720 FICO score financing. See dealer for details.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. You can call in live from anywhere, Chicago or anywhere in the country. You can call in live, 888-673-1450. Happy to take your call. And just dying laughing over Schumer. He is the funniest character, because he's hysterical. He doesn't make any sense ever. I can't get over how
he's become a caricature of himself.
Yes, Yes. Oh, my gosh. Durbin and Schumer and Pelosi and I just want to Feinstein. It's just, where do these people come from and how do they get in office for so long? It just boggles one's mind because none of them ever make sense. The shutdown, I guess, isn't so much a shutdown anymore, by the way. Big headline today that, of course, Schumer caved because, you know, he's such a negotiator. He got exactly what they actually told him to get before he did it. And it's kind of hysterical, actually. And it's actually ticked a lot of people in his party off. But then again, you know, you've got all of this so-called kung fu fighting between the parties. It just cracks me up because it's such political theater right now. If you don't get the bread and circuses thing, this is political theater, 100%. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
He's the sneering rat sink Schumer.
Yeah.
He just really... creepy.
Yeah.
He's not Benjamin Franklin. He thinks he is.
He's just funny to watch because he never knows what he's really talking about. He changes stances every 5 seconds, and they put that on the table, and then we went through this whole shutdown theater over the weekend. It's just funny how they play this DACA thing, and I'm just, both people in both parties should be recognizing that if we support DACA, you are supporting a president being a king, because if you can use executive orders to make legislation, they are now a king. And so both people on both sides of the fence should be just calling for this to be ousted anyway. If any of them ever knew what the Constitution actually says, they really should oust this. It's ridiculous.
Well, so. The thing is, Benjamin Franklin adjusted his glasses on his nose like that when he was reading. Not when he was out partying and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. He's strange. Thanks for that. Appreciate the call. Yeah.
Schumer's a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up and says whatever he's been told to say. In 2013, he got up and talked just like the President Trump about illegal immigration. 4 years later, he's talking about it the way the left is telling him to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
He never has a thought of his own. Schumer has no thoughts of his own.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if he's a real person. Lindsey Graham really came out as the traitor he is this weekend.
He sided with
Schumer all through the weekend, every bit of it.
Yeah.
Badmouthed the president.
Yeah, I know. I don't know Graham, who's worse, him or McCain.
They're both destroyed awful. Himself this weekend, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
He has no credibility at all as a conservative.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see when this 4-page memo comes out about how McCain is probably listed in
He'll
this nonsense.
He'll be going to jail if he doesn't die of that tumor.
Yeah. And how many people will be exposed on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me, too, though. I keep seeing a lot of articles, if it's released. Now, you have a person, Nunes, that is going to have to vote that it gets released, mm-hmm. and then Trump releases it and vote and says, yes, you can do it. What would be holding them back from doing it? Isn't this pretty much a done deal that they have to release it?
I'm sure it is.
I mean, why the big if?
Well, because there's going to be a lot of arrests made once it comes out. It's going to let a lot of things out of the bag. And, you know, we just had Bill Holder on, and he kind of insinuated he felt that this was going to hurt us and that people might lose confidence.
That could happen.
But I see it differently. I see it that by gaining control of the Justice Department, the president going after this, putting some people in prison, and straightening the executive branch out is going to increase confidence in the U.S. I think the confidence has been deteriorating for 8 years.
Right.
This is going to make it come back. That's my feeling.
Okay, because really what we're looking at here is if this is made public, then the narrative's going to shift from the Trump-Russia collusion to focus on the hard-left Democratic Party coup d'etat aimed at really transforming our constitutional republic, which we haven't seen in a while, into that globalist new world order. And so this is going to, it has to get released. And I keep hearing if, and it's making me nervous, but it has to. It just absolutely has to be released now. I can't even imagine any other
depending on how strong and serious the left thinks they are, mm-hmm. the progressives think they are, it could turn into civil war.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think
so. It depends on how strong they think they are.
Hmm.
It wouldn't come from us.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, hi. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi there.
I just sitting here remembering one of your previous programs not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You had a distinguished gentleman on that said he had the names of 60 senators and House of Representative people who are card-carrying communists. Can you remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do, actually. That was that Trevor Loudon from New Zealand?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Really, with that situation, what can we expect from our government?
It's true. It's absolutely true. It's been going on a really long time, too. That's why when they keep saying, if it comes out, I keep getting a little worried that it wouldn't, because we need all the help we can get to make sure we actually have a Justice Department that does its job. And this information does need to be released. If they're spying on... Now that our whole Congress... It's kind of funny that this document is exposing the spying on Trump, but they just voted to spy on all of us. This is so harmful to every single one of us listening. It's, they've got to release it.
I'll bet McCarthyism is just rolling over in his grave.
Probably. Yes. Thank you for that. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, Kate.
You betcha. Thank you.
We made a huge mistake when we stopped McCarthy.
Yeah.
We should have let him do his thing.
Hmm.
Because he was right. They had infiltrated the entire country already by then.
Wow. Well, the government heavily. Yes, absolutely. And they do it through the Muslim Brotherhood.
They do it in many
too.
Ways.
You know, lots of people, lots of positions.
There are a lot of guys that look just like me that are card-carrying communists in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
You're like, I'd just like this to be known, please. Maybe after this document is made public, Sessions won't be afraid of Mueller anymore. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but it's such political theater. I can't even tell you. 19 days, I guess. When was the start of the 19 days? I guess we have to wait. I'm not quite sure when the start of that was, but we have to wait until it's released. And I hope it is what it says it is. And I know a lot of these people have been saying, oh, you're going to be so shocked. Well, I hope we're shocked, because I feel like I don't know if I'm going to be.
I don't think I'll be shocked.
Yeah. Well, let's hope some people are going down for treason. It'd be really...
I have no doubt
wonderful
that that's
to
going
see.
To happen. And it's going to bring back... honor to the Department of Justice. We're going to find out what Sessions been doing for the last 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people think he hasn't been doing anything. I think of the fact that he recused himself from the Russia thing was just so nobody would pay attention to what he was doing all this time.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe it'll expose that 16-year plan a little bit more between Obama 8 years and what they thought was going to be a Hillary 8 years.
Yep.
That dual presidency so that they could really control moving us into not only World War III, but also, you know, moving us into a New World Order, which they were successfully on the road to doing. So
they
were. This will be very interesting. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call in live and chime in. Love to hear what you have to say.
You know, the election of Donald Trump put a big kibosh on a lot of stuff. It really did.
Let's hope. I know Turkey was throwing some bombs down and with our help over in Syria yesterday and today. We've got a lot still going on in foreign lands that needs to stop. And, you know, we can't control Turkey, but we can control what we do. And a lot of things need to get refocused on. I don't want a nation destroy. I know they call it nation building, but nation destroying is really what's going on. And we got to stop. The other thing is maybe this document will help restore some confidence in the United States. Let's hope. When is the State of the Union address? Isn't that coming up?
It's coming up quick.
Isn't it this week or next?
I'm not sure the exact date. I haven't followed that yet.
There's all this other stuff to follow.
Yeah. I'll know the day before.
wow. So much. So the Obama administration, if they leaked key CIA intelligence and compromised military assets to weaken the U.S. national defense system, that was probably one of their goals, was to weaken the defense system to a point where it would be just completely ousted.
Next Tuesday, by the way, is the
next Tuesday. Yeah, okay. I thought it was coming up here. He's been in for a year or so. And you can also weigh in on that, too. Where do you think we're headed? Where are we going? This political theater over the weekend was quite interesting to watch. You got the parties warring again. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sick to death of it, to tell you the truth. I don't want to see our military go without pay. But the rest of everything that happens when a government shuts down, they love to tie in the military pay because it's very political, and also because it's a nice bargaining chip. Isn't nobody wants to see servicemen not get paid.
No.
But you know what? When there's a shutdown, people realize how much and how unnecessary. I think the unnecessary people would have been Congress at this point. I oust them. I mean, yeah. They should have been stopped for their unnecessary, offerings to the American people. But the non-essentials.
It
anyway.
Shows how many non-essentials there are. You know, yeah. If you went to a CEO of a big company and said, how many non-essential personnel do you have? He'd look at you like you were crazy.
Right, right. No, it's so true. It just makes me laugh because can you imagine the person going back to work? Well, I was non-essential. Now I'm essential today. That doesn't say a lot for somebody's career. Anyway, we need to get rid of all of these non-essentials and a lot of the essentials, to tell you the truth. We'd be doing so much better. But in light of this deal, I just was laughing at the Twitter war between Schumer and Trump and how they play this in the media now. It's kind of funny. You know, they all sit there and they talk about Twitter feed, Trump's mm-hmm. Twitter feed. Have you seen their Twitter feed? It's a mess. It's a mess. It's so funny to watch.
It makes no sense.
It's so hypocritical. This whole thing is so hypocritical. It's just
But
disgusting.
Ask yourself one question.
What's up?
When was the last time it was the Democrats that caved instead of the Republicans?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I just get so tired of both parties. Oh, boy. So we'll have to keep an eye on this and see if, like I said, the word if makes me a little nervous because they keep using that. It's crickets from the media. They won't even mention this memo. Have you even heard about it in mainstream?
No.
Not a peep. They won't even discuss it as even being relevant. So that's kind of funny and kind of awkward as I watch them ignore stories.
The media is getting ready to get an awakening, too.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be totally useless here pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
When the truth comes out and people start going to prison for treason,
mm-hmm.
the media will collapse with that.
Yeah. And here's another question for you, too. Did the Obama administration reinstate Project Mockingbird, CIA's program, to fund the leftist journalists during his time in office? I think yes on that one. And the Obama administration introducing net neutrality rules that allow the internet to have a giant edge as a provider so that they could control content that comes up first. There's lots of things that could be exposed here.
Control content.
Yeah, imagine that. Wow.
It doesn't even sound like something that could happen in the United States of America.
I know it. And here, Chicago, I know that he wants to build this huge, I don't know what it is even called, monument unto himself, Obama. How do you feel about that? I can't even imagine that going up because as this information comes out, if it's that damning against Obama, can you imagine? Maybe plans to not put in over $100 million of taxpayer monies. Maybe that would be halted in Chicago.
Yeah,
who knows?
Really.
It would be nice to see.
I wonder if they're upset that he still lives in Washington. Why doesn't he move back to Chicago?
Why not build the monument to himself in Washington? Why go back to Chicago and bother the Chicago? Yeah. Chicago's having enough money.
He could even tear down the Washington Monument to do it.
Oh man, it just gets so funny right now. Every day it's kind of like what chaos is going to happen next, and a lot of it is invented chaos. We must say it's invented, and we've got to see through the political theater. We've got to laugh at its existence and nail it for what it is. Interesting stuff. We'll be right. I cannot wait till the State of the Union is going to be so funny. I guess we won't be told that we have to buy into climate change or it's treason. That'll be nice.
Not this year.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Jen Myers with Balanced Healthcare. Can you imagine having precision-based healthcare that is specific to you? Well, what if I told you that is the future of medicine and the future is now at Balanced Healthcare? Exciting, right? Imagine we can actually look at your genetics so we can personalize treatment and care. No more guessing, no more practicing inside the box as that form of medicine does not work. Look, we can't change the hand we are dealt, but now we can recognize possible genetic mutations, look at lifestyle choices, and the environment in which we live. Your genes make you special and unique, and that's exactly how we will approach your care at Balanced Healthcare. If you're tired of the conventional approach or being told that a medication, supplement, or fancy diet that works for everyone will work for you, let us customize your care specifically to you, for you. Schedule your genetic testing with me, Dr. Jen, at Balanced Healthcare.
Piology Pizzeria is now open in St. George.
At Piology, you get to choose just the right amount of their 8 signature sauces.
And enjoy more than 40 of the freshest toppings to build your perfect pizza on Piology's delicious house-made crust.
All for one low price. It's made right in front of you.
Then stone oven fired to perfection in less than 3 minutes.
You can create the perfect salad, too. Choose from 3 lettuce options.
Then load it up with crisp vegetables, savory meats, and all of the freshest toppings you want. You have to see their line of all the tastiest ingredients.
It's amazing.
At Piology, you create the perfect pizza.
What a great new way to take the family out.
Everyone gets what they want. Right now, you can join their Pie Life eClub at Piology.com. Piology, in St. George on South River Road, next to Yogurtland.
Steamroller Copies, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
It's a new year, a great time to give your company a fresh new look.
Right now, for a limited time, Steamroller Copies is offering 500 full-color business cards for only $39 or 1,000 business cards for only $10 more.
Get full-color business cards with liquid lamination to give your company that professional look you want.
What better way to kick off the new year for your business? Expensive looking business cards at a low, affordable price.
Need help with your design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
So come in today to one of our Southern Utah locations, St. George Boulevard, South River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
Single-sided full-color business cards. Many upgrades available for just a little more.
The full-service business center, Steamroller Copies.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be.
Hi there, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You know you can call in, 888-673-1450. Tell us what's on your mind, 888-673-1450. I also wanted to mention, too, get to my website, katedalyradio.com, and check out fruit greens. You can order those up, and really makes a huge difference in your health. You can restore your immune system. It's 20 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down, and you can get a couple of capsules a day that will give you those servings that you probably aren't getting right now, I'm going to say, because you have to eat a bushel full, a truckload of vegetables to get that every day, nutrient-wise, in your food. Also, it can help your immune system, and for such a low price, I just think it's an amazing product. There's no fillers and no chemicals. It does give you energy all day. It's called Fruit Greens. You can go to my website. You can see my picture with Fruit Greens, and you can just click right on the picture, and it'll take you right there. Order some up, because this is flu season, cold season, everything season. People are spending a lot more time indoors, and people are getting sick. And so make sure that you have an upped immune system to handle what's coming. And also medical cost share, medicalcostshare.com. If you want an answer to Obamacare, that's the only way to go. Is you don't have to be part of Obamacare. You don't have to buy into this ridiculous mess. You can actually go to medicalcostshare.com/Kate and become a part of a medical cost share where there's cost sharing in all of the medical bills that you have, which is a totally different way to do it. 100% cost sharing. It's amazing. And so you don't have to deal with all of the headache and the cost of Obamacare. And medical cost share is so affordable. You know, speaking about healthcare, you know, we talked a little while ago about the Brits and discussing the nature of their healthcare and how it's in the toilet. I mean, 50,000 surgeries, just all of a sudden they can say, I'm sorry, you're not getting anything done. These are non-essential, if you will, surgeries. And somebody's sitting there is going, wait, this is essential to my life, to me, or turned down. And we don't realize that that's what we were inviting in the door. Hopefully it's...
It isn't gone away yet.
No,
but
it's not.
We're getting closer to being saved from that. But Britain's National Health Service is a single-payer, government-controlled health system. Last week, an 81-year-old man suffering chest pains died waiting 4 hours for an ambulance from the health service to respond. Another man who is in the military is waiting for surgery for his third time. A military man.
And this is what people wanted, right? That's what they told us. They told us that people wanted Obamacare.
Oh, it's great. The Brits are happy with their system.
Yeah, so is Canada.
they're not so happy today. The word is that the entire health system is in crisis and on the verge of total collapse.
Yep.
No doctors, no facilities, lines to just be treated for minor things, let alone major things.
Jeez. Have you ever met anybody that liked Obamacare?
No.
I only met one person that liked Obamacare, and he wasn't working, and he qualified, and he didn't have to pay anything, and he's the only one I know that liked it. Everyone else, it's a nightmare. But the people that aren't working, they get it for free, absolutely adore it. They're about the only people.
Well, no, they don't adore Obamacare because it was never fully instituted to the point of where healthcare deteriorated to non-existent in this country. What they liked is the free part.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to work, so I got healthcare for
free.
They
would also be the first people complaining when the doctor told them you can't come in for 8 months.
Yeah.
Or, no, that knee replacement's going to have to wait 2 years.
Isn't that just incredible? We have to fight everything. I know some of the states are trying to implement parts of it and get it in and make sure that we still have it hook, line, and sinker. But I'll tell you what, people were scrambling when they got those bills because we said on the show about 2 years ago that the bills were going to increase because legislatures all over the country had discussed the amount going skyrocketing, but wouldn't tell people because they didn't want to affect elections. So they wouldn't tell people and be honest with it. Mm-hmm. And then when people got the bills last Christmas, they started freaking out, which rightfully so. But when I look at the state of healthcare now for the Brits, I really feel bad for them and the road that they're on right now. Because when are they going to say now, 100,000 more surgeries are being denied?
Now, we have several states in the United States that are trying to take their Medicaid systems and turn them into a statewide Obamacare. And you know what? The state has every right to do that. I won't live in that state. But they have every right to do that. Mm-hmm. They don't have a right to come to the rest of us to ask to be bailed out when it collapses on them.
Yeah.
But they think they do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I just sure hope that we realize that it was designed to fail so that we could become a one-payer entity and that the mess of it, man, we just need people in Congress to stand up to this junk we've been handed.
How many things like this have to happen before the liberal progressives realize that they've been misled, that something isn't ringing true anymore?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what has to happen because when I look, okay, like the Women's March, not the Women's March for Life. I'm talking about the ridiculous, the idiocy march. You know, there wasn't anyone that this one reporter could find that could articulate why they were there. Now, if you were going to take time off work and you wanted to go down and march for something and you wanted to put on your pink hat and you wanted to make your sign, wouldn't you think you would know why you were there? wouldn't you think that there'd be a definite reason as to why to sacrifice your time to do so? But we're talking about a whole lot of idiots that don't even know why they showed up. Honestly, I think it was just really an anti-Trump rally, but they don't even know about what about Trump they don't like, really, because they focus on personality. So it's kind of interesting that you could get a whole march of women like that that don't know why they're there. But if you go to March for Life, they'll tell you exactly why they're there.
You know, this morning I was watching the Fox Channel on television, and there's a gal on there that's married to a congressman that went to the march, and she did some video of her asking some women why they were there. And one woman actually said, "I'm here because I hate Trump." And she said, "Is that the only reason you're here?" And the woman said, "Well, no, it's about 50-50. I don't like the way women are treated either."
Give women the-
That's it. I don't like the way
women
are treated,
get a nod.
And I hate Trump.
But then when you ask them, well, what is it about women that aren't getting treated right?
They don't have an answer to that.
The only thing they can even point to is wage discrimination, which they can't prove. So it's funny because there's no basis. Like, there's no foundation. And so it's just women are treated unfairly. But how? Well, they just are. That's their answer.
Exactly.
I mean, I just... The ludicrous nature of an entire group of Americans going down to march to not know why they're marching, yet they're all damned and determined to get down there to do it.
Yep.
They get an A for determination, but they get an A for lunacy because they don't even know why they're there.
It's a very strange...
888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear from you. Just the headlines alone... You know, I also didn't think this shutdown would last very long. I thought it was kind of ridiculous and kind of funny. On Friday, I said, you know, I welcome a shutdown. I don't welcome military not getting paid, but I welcome a government shutdown so that we can see that we don't need them.
I'm upset that it's over, Kate.
Are you? Why?
No, because I was looking forward to going to the national park without having a bunch of federal employees standing around doing nothing, watching me.
Oh, man, I love it. And Obama, he closed him down and made quite a spectacle of it.
Oh, yeah.
At
punished
least they
us.
Weren't closed down. That's so funny. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just finding it funny that, you know, 2 weeks ago, President Trump was saying, "I don't care what about DACA you put on my desk, I'll sign it." And we just had a shutdown over that. And everybody on both sides kind of flipped out. Hey, that's not it, but... Maybe he's not as dumb as what the media says.
Maybe.
It's just funny, isn't it? It's funny to watch. I mean, the theater is getting, it's become such a comedy. It's kind of interesting to see what's on the docket this week. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
When the president said that, what he did was he had Schumer and gang lay all their cards on the table for him. And he said, "You're nuts. I'm not signing that." But you said.
I thought what was funny, too, was Schumer's tweets today. Well, I guess Trump's not the big negotiator, they say.
Yeah, right.
Because he wouldn't just keep talking to Schumer. And who wants to talk to Schumer? Nobody. Anyway, it's just, it gets pretty hysterical.
Well, Lindsey Graham did.
Well, I can't believe Lindsey Graham is even, thinks he's even a conservative. It's totally amazing to me to be him and think that. But also with McCain, too. I really do hope a lot of the document that's going to come out, I hope it comes out, exposes McCain and exposes some of these guys that have been traitors all along, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the American Constitutional Republic, to us, to our freedom and liberty. I really do hope it exposes more than I'm hoping it exposes. It would be really refreshing because... Of course, it's going to expose your leftist liberals, and of course, it's going to expose the Obama administration and Hillary. But I want it to go farther than that, and I want people for the first time to be able to see the collusion between both parties, too.
Did you see Hillary on the news this morning?
I did not. I missed that,
because she wasn't there. She's in hiding.
Well, where is she? Where's all of her statements?
Nowhere. She hasn't said a word in weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
A lot of people have just disappeared, haven't they? Uh-huh. I mean, just from sight. You know, we get caught up in the headline of the day, but we don't really kind of go, well, now, wait a second. Who have we not heard from?
You know what else disappears a lot?
What's that?
Rats when the lights come on. Rats disappear.
Oh,
and roaches.
Oh, man.
Cockroaches disappear when when the lights come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen some great points of justice in this last year. Things that have happened that I didn't expect. Things in certain cases to develop that I didn't expect. And hopefully that momentum stays this year. I'm really hoping for that. I'm hoping that we can kind of see a turnaround in what we're seeing. I know a lot of people follow QAnon. He's always got some interesting posts. He put up a bunch yesterday about what could be exposed. And if it's true, there could be so much contained in there. Would it turn us upside down? I don't think so. But it maybe will wake some people up. It seems to me that even when we have stuff hit like the WikiLeaks, Hillary's emails, it didn't wake a lot of people up. And I thought that would. It didn't. It surprised me that it didn't. Because people are so prone to party, their loyalty to party rather than the truth, that they can't see past party to even see truth anymore. And let's hope that this is damning enough that it does turn some heads finally.
Well, I think just what happened this weekend made a lot of people who were sitting on the fence realize there's something wrong with all the parties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the president, I don't consider the president part of the Republican Party.
Well, they hate him. They're against him at every turn anyway. So
what he's successful at has nothing to do with the Republican Party.
Right. He's just trying to do what he does. In spite of the parties.
Yeah.
So if we could get people to finally see the corruption, the collusion. I mean, to the degree that they'll go. But then I also have to add, though, and this is important, they just passed spying on the American people. They just passed this. Yet, what is this document going to contain? The spying on Donald Trump during the election when they had to pass an illegal, to get an illegal FISA warrant to do it. And I hope that the irony of this wakes people up, too, that they just passed this on us. How can we be okay with that? If this is damning, then the part that they just passed in that FISA bill is damning as well, even more so. It's on all of us.
Yep.
We've got to wake up and see what's happening right now. This is insane.
But do not forget, we have an election coming that can reverse all of this. We can turn over half of Congress and replace them with people like who have never been there before.
Yeah, the little guy, a little guy that loves the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree. We have got to change anything, we need to change the people too, and we need to understand what's actually going on in the games that are being played. And if we can wake enough people up, maybe there's a prayer. Only a small percentage had to be woken up to make sure that America became America.
It wasn't
a huge amount of people. It was a small amount of people very determined to have freedom and to live by the freedoms that God gave them. So,
and is it hard to believe that same small number of people exist today? No.
Yeah, no, no. They're out there. You're not alone out there, by the way. Thanks so much for listening. And, of course, go to katedalyradio.com. And also, be faithful, be fearless. Go get the podcast, share those. And everybody have a great Monday evening. Go have some family time. Go spend some time with your family. Put the phones away and have some family time tonight. Eat over a meal. Sounds good to me. And see you tomorrow.
I just talked to my CPA, and I'm pretty angry. He told me that I owe the Obamacare penalty of over $2,000 to the IRS on top of my other taxes because I didn't have a qualified health plan last year. And he tells me that the penalty is going to be even higher this year. Luckily, I'm not going to have to deal with that anymore. I decided to opt out of the whole Affordable Care Act, including the IRS penalties. How's that possible, you ask? I just heard about a medical cost-sharing organization, and that, as a member, I'm exempt to the ACA individual mandate and the IRS penalties. I do get to keep my doctor because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs. I can go wherever I like. Best of all, the monthly sharing amount for my family is only $449 a month. All the information you need is at medicalcostshare.com. If it makes sense, you can even enroll online. Take some time and read the guidelines and see if it's right for you. Medicalcostshare.com. It's not health insurance. It's better.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds,